Sitting down now with Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis. Joe, you put out a letter this morning thanking the fans. Why was that important for you to do?
Well, I just think they need to hear from the organization, you know, as to how what our feelings were about the, in general, about this past season. And obviously it was probably in some ways a somber message to them. You know, we certainly are disappointed in this year. But having said that, we recognize our challenge moving forward and owe them, because of their great loyalty and passion and the emotion they put into our team, we owe them the very best we can be. And I look forward to rolling up our sleeves and getting to work here very soon on this on the 2018 season.
Joe, in the letter you mentioned that it's important for the team to not rely on past success. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think sometimes, Phil, we just get caught up in that, and it gets reported a lot, and maybe someone hears it or reads it or sees it even, you know, even if it's just walking by and seeing what's in our lobby here or in the locker room, three Super Bowl trophies, you know, assumes that that's going to be the way it is each and every year, and you cannot make assumptions. You have to work hard. Everybody starts the season 0-0, and you have to earn every victory. And you have to earn every ounce of trust with your fans, and that changes, that never changes each year. You start over every year, and so, you know, what may have carried over from past success doesn't guarantee future success. So I think it's important. As I said, I'm not sure I did a good enough job of getting that message across, and now I'll just have to do a better job of doing it.
Is that just sort of in line, too, with VJ's message of with his assistant coaches of building that culture?
I think so. I think there's some, you know, some ground rules that have to be set and understood, and then people have to follow them. And you know, if they don't follow them, then they shouldn't be here, you know. I mean, there has to be some order to the proceedings, and if I let that order run amok a little bit, then shame on me, and I've got to fix it.
You also mentioned in the letter that season ticket prices will stay the same. What went into that decision?
5-11.
Yeah. Pretty, <you know. laughs> pretty blunt.
Yeah. 5-11 would be the number two answer. And then, you know, we've raised them a lot over the years. We're in the middle of the pack, Phil, on season on individual game ticket prices. There's high demand for them. You cannot put forth an air of arrogance and think that you can raise ticket prices all the time. You ought to show some loyalty to those that are loyal to you, and most importantly, the most loyal people to us are our fans, and especially our season ticket members. And so tickets remain flat in 2018.
Obviously, Vance Joseph's first season didn't go as planned. What kind of growth did you see from him, and confidence that it'll lead to improvements next year?
Well, I think, you know, certainly his relationship with his players moving forward, and I think guys did play hard throughout the year. The results weren't there. Certainly the play on the field was, you know, not what we wanted to see. We had a lot of poor performances. We had some games where we just weren't competitive. So there's room for improvement, and Vance knows that, and I like that. You know, I had a good conversation with him yesterday, and I'll have another one that gets a little more specific on some things that John and I have talked about and my personal beliefs about how we can do better on and how he can do better. But Vance is very open to that. This is his first year. I expected some slips and slides and some growing pains along the way. Fans don't want to hear that. They want results right now. I understand that, but you know, we're geared towards trying to get better and do things better, and Vance is on board for that, so I'm excited about 2018.
How close do you feel like the team is to getting back to the playoffs?
Well, you don't know. I wouldn't talk about being close, you know, coming off of 5-11. I don't think that's realistic right now. I think you got to see what happens in the off season. You got to see where the attitude is of the team and the organization, and you know, these every day moving into this season is critical for us. And I'm not going to guess whether we're close or whether we're not close. You know, John and Vance know on the football side, I think, a little bit better, and they may have answered to that. But our record is what our record is, and all we can do right now is work as hard as we can to get better and, you know, get that record turned around.
Away from football, you mentioned this in your press conference about the stadium naming rights. The signage is coming down. What's the latest, though, with the stadium name?
Well, we're still having meetings. At some point, we're going to have a new name on the stadium. Certainly, I think by the start of the season, whether it's a placeholder name or an actual name with a corporation on it, that would be my goal. I think it's important to the capital funding of the building. We have 13 years left on the building. It's been a terrific stadium for us. We're very fortunate, and we want to keep it that way. But that's going to require significant investment in the form of capital. And dollars and naming rights is a critical component of that. So, you know, I'm pushing hard. We're all pushing hard to get a deal done. We have conversations with companies that are ongoing. And, you know, last time I put a timetable on it, Phil, I failed miserably, so I won't do that again. But I am hopeful that eventually we get to that place where the name is permanent and we move forward.
The UC Health Training Center, already a first-class facility, but it's going to get even better. What's the latest with construction around here?
Well, we haven't really touched these meeting rooms for players and coaches since the building opened. And we've outgrown it. We just have bigger staff size. We got bigger players in terms of size, so we need bigger chairs and more room for them. And all of that's going to happen. We're going to bang out the wall here, the room we sit in, and move towards the street and put the players in a position where maybe they'll concentrate a little harder because their meeting space is a little better. I don't know if that is always the case, Phil, but we'll give it a shot. And but these changes have needed to happen, and Chip Conway does a great job of overseeing it, and I'm excited to see where it all comes out in July.
It all plays a factor in the final performance, huh, on the field?
I think so. I think you got to provide the best possible environment and give these players every opportunity to succeed.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Okay, Phil, thank you.